looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
It's Todd Herman filling in today for Rush Limbaugh on the EIB Network. It's just such a thrill and an honor and a joy to get to chat with you. So the piece starts like this. It's in the Christian Post, and RushLimbaugh.com has it as well. Finding the path towards healing in America. Over the weekend, in Anderson, South Carolina, vandals tore into an historic cemetery that belongs to Midway Presbyterian Church. Standing in this picturesque town since 1833, cemetery connects families to multiple generations of history and legacy, scrawling Black Lives Matter over the headstones in spray paint and vandalizing more than 20 graves. These foolish anarchists represent the worst of this country. That's how it starts. Bo Snerdly found us this morning and said, hey, let's see if we can get the author on. And we have. Peter Rosenberger joins us now on the Rush Limbaugh program. Peter, welcome to the show. It's Todd Herman filling in.
Todd, thanks so much for having me on. How are you feeling?
God is good. It's the day the Lord has made. I'm feeling very good, and I'm hosting the world's largest radio show. How are you?
You know, for a man of my age and limited abilities, I think I'm doing okay.
Very good. Finish this story for us, Peter. It's an extraordinary story.
Well, my friend called me. He's been on the committee there for the cemetery, perpetual care there for the cemetery for years. He grew up in this church. I grew up in this church. My dad used to pastor this church. And he sent me the pictures of this thing, and it just inflamed me. I was so, you know, disgusted by it and everything else, and heartbroken. And I'm very familiar with this cemetery. My dad buried a lot of the people in that cemetery, and I played for a lot of them on their funerals on the piano at that church. We would walk across the street to have the graveside. And I was so distraught all day long. I was thinking about it. And then that night, I got a call from some other friends of ours who went over there to check on her parents' headstones to make sure they were okay. And they said that there was a man there who was pressure washing and cleaning the graves. And his name was Remar Rucker. And my friend Alan was talking to him. And the guy, nobody called him. He just showed up to do it. He felt bad about it. He felt outraged. He felt embarrassed about it. And then he started cleaning these things. He has his own pressure washing business. And it was a real emotional thing. And he helped Alan, my friend Alan, and Bonnie put up some of the tombstones and helped fix the place up a little bit. They couldn't get everything off, but he just showed up and did. Didn't want any money. Didn't want anything. And he's an African-American. And so I asked Alan, I said, give me his number. And I called him up, and we had a really long conversation. And I told him on the front end, I said, look, I'm going to probably get emotional about this because that place is very special to me. I used to live across the street from there in the parsonage by the house, by the church. And I told him how much I appreciated what he did, and he started sharing his own life. He said, you know, I just want to do what's right. And he said, I got a lot of broken things in my life. And I stopped for a moment and I said, you know what? We serve a God who takes broken things and weaves incredible stuff. That's what he does. He is the ultimate redeemer of these things. We have a Savior that does this. And, you know, and as I thought about this a lot, Todd, I thought, you know, everything I've read in Scripture doesn't talk about Black Lives Matter. It talks about broken lives matter. And we're all broken. And when I see a man like this who has taken some painful shots in life, and he shared with me privately some of those things, and yet here he is doing something extraordinary that shows a path to healing, that shows a path of how we can pull together, that it gives us hope and inspiration when we see that all the organizations are so screwed up, but the organism of the body of Christ is alive and well. I mean, it was one of those kind of moments where we're both just tearing up on the phone. And then I wrote this article, and evidently it just resonated with a lot of people, and including you guys. And I'm very grateful for the opportunity to share it and give a big shout-out to Mr. Rucker, who is modeling what's best about America.
To walk across the street, to drive up to town, to go just lend in this hand with your precious labor that feeds your family, pays your bills, and to do that because it's the right thing. And this is what I read in your article. He said, look, right is right, and I do this because it's the right thing. This, you know, I think, Peter, that what gets lost sometimes in all this chaos and communism and division is you are talking about the story of America. There's strife, there's disagreement, but you are also talking about the shoulder-to-shoulder reality of what others want to tear down. They do not want that moment to exist. And what I really admire about Mr. Rucker is not just the work, but he refused to have right become wrong. That he stood with his fellow human beings. That's a remarkable thing.
Sometimes it just takes the courage of one individual that will ignite a flame. And that gives me hope, Todd. I've been listening to your show today and appreciate all that you brought to the table today. And it just gives me hope as I look across America that, you know, we are not what is being defined on the news every night. I was doing an interview a while back, and there was a medical stuff. And they said, well, what could my wife had the coronavirus. And he said, well, what can people do to be healthier in this country? And I said, turn off the cable news. That'll make you healthy right there. But we are being defined by what's on the news at night. And I'm saying to you, no. And I believe that what Mr. Rucker demonstrated is how we're being defined in reality, that there are more individuals who are quietly going about their business doing what is right. Doing right is right. And I hope that will be a source of encouragement to all the listeners today on this network that I love to listen to. And, you know, right is right.
It is. It is. Peter Rosenberger has been with us. Christian Post is where you can find this. Easier way to find it is on rushlimbaugh.com. I hope the Christian Post is ready for a whole bunch of clicks from rushlimbaugh.com because that's what happens. Peter, go with God's good grace. Thanks for joining us on Rush's show.
Thank you very much, Todd. Thanks for all the hard work.
Oh, no. So listen, the hard work happens in a lot of places. It happens at Team EIB putting the show together. It happens with the folks at KQ&T in Spokane, Washington at 590 AM. It happens at my radio home, KTTH 770 in Seattle. I would say one thing about what Peter spoke about is he spoke about broken lives matter. I'd heard someone in a sermon say that God had said that he wants all of us. And so that would mean all the pieces. That wouldn't mean just the shiny pieces, the pieces that we're proud to show. I think it would be that God wants all pieces so he can put the puzzle together. America is not just a landmass. It's people, pieces of a puzzle. And maybe a prayer to God to take all these pieces and put them back together. Maybe that's something else we need. It's Todd Herman in for Rush Limbaugh on the EIB Network.